We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to Eddie's Wall. We are happy to be back in the studio here in Southern California at Transworld Snowboarding. And today we have a very, very special guest. Before I announce him, remember this is live, so please feel free to comment your questions for our guests, and I will get them answered. They're going to come up on my computer here. And so this is just as much your interview as it is mine. So our guest today is, 12-time X Games medalist, which is pretty mental. I mean, I think even if you have one X Games medal, that's really cool, and he has 12. It's just kind of crazy. He also has an Olympic bronze medal. He's the first person to ever do a backside triple cork, or the first person in the world to do the triple cork backside 1440. Please give it up for one of the biggest snowboarders in the world right now, Mr. Mark McMorris.
Yeah.
What's up, Mark? How are you?
Not much.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Yeah, all right. So
here we are.
We're here. It's
like we haven't said hi to each other.
I know. It's like the first time we're seeing each other is right this second. So let's just get right into this because you have physical therapy at 2:00. It's 1:15.
It is.
So we have to get going on
this. Very jam-packed days.
Yeah. So you're a busy guy right now. You just got back from Europe.
Yep.
Okay, so what were you doing over there?
I was just riding my snowboard because, as you guys know, I broke my femur last day in February last year, so just trying to stay on board as much as I can, and I'm really loving it more than ever right now. So, yeah, I'm just trying to get ready for the snow season.
So that was, I saw that fall at Aaron Style, and it was really gnarly. Well, actually, it was funny because you actually kind of like landed the trick and then had a freak accident. Well, kind of take us through that.
Yeah. I don't really know. Like I've had to talk about it a lot over the last half a year and still don't really wrap my head around it. I've never seen the fall.
Yeah. Do you not want to see it?
No, I don't want to see it. Yeah. It's just like one of those things where I think a bump bucked me the wrong way. And then it's just crazy that something like that, like riding out of a landing, can break your femur. But yeah, I don't really know what happened. It just super freak accident. Maybe the landing could have been maintained better, but what's done is done, and we're just moving on up.
Yeah. It's and so you had to get one surgery, two surgeries?
Just one surgery. The guy was a beauty. He was like a really solid surgeon at USC. He does a lot of football players and stuff. And I remember he came in from surgery and told me he killed it. So I was like, that's dope, because I want you to kill it. And I was really worried about my knee because there's so much pain around here. And
right.
I was like, before surgery, check my knee. Please check my knee.
Right.
And he was like, your knee's fine.
Awesome.
And yeah, it was one of those injuries where you're not going to hurt it more. There's a rod in there. So just rehab as hard as you could. And I put like a lot. I moved to Vancouver and just would go to rehab 6 days a week for like 4 hours.
Whoa.
And that was my main job. And
yeah,
now I'm back and I don't feel it. So I'm
that's
psyched.
Amazing.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. I always thought to get back from an injury, it's like your job is to be a snowboarder. But when you, like, people would always ask advice to me if they got injured. And I always felt like, okay, when I had surgeries, then my job wasn't to be a snowboarder. My job was to be at physical therapy as much as possible.
Yeah.
And at the gym. And like, and then as soon as I'm done that, then I'll get back to riding.
Your real job.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. And so how did it feel getting back on a board for the first time? Good?
Yeah. Like, I was really nervous to go snowboarding again, but I made sure I could sort of get back to skateboarding how I would normally skateboard. And I didn't want to go. I could have maybe went snowboarding in July at Mount Hood or Whistler or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't like to snowboard unless I can just like snowboard how I actually want to snowboard.
Right.
So when I started being able to skate kind of like I could before, I went to Australia, got back on my board, and like the first day I was hitting jumps again. So
whoa.
It was pretty cool. Like, I knew I was better.
Yeah.
And it's not like a ligament, you know, it's a bone that's totally healed.
Exactly, yeah.
It's just working with those huge muscles like quad, hamstring, glute. Like, it takes a long time to get the atrophy out of there.
Yeah, yeah. Was it pretty, quite a bit smaller?
Yeah, for sure. But just right after surgery, right. And yep. then started working it. Well, it was maybe a little swollen after surgery. Right. Then it got small. Then yep. we got it big again.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I mean, let's go into some questions. I'm sure we're gonna have a lot of people tuning in today. So we'll try to go back and forth from questions to the points we have. So, what's a better trick in your opinion, Rob Zah, a triple cork or a method?
Well, technically, a triple cork is like harder, but some people can do triple corks that can't do good methods. So.
Mm.
It's a little double-edged sword there, but I practice my method a lot, and I've done a lot of triple corks. So
okay, okay. So
I think a method's maybe easier to do, like any kind of method, but to right. do like a proper method,
yeah.
I'd say it weighs in around the same place.
Okay, all right. I mean, I was gonna bring this up a little bit later, but what is like how many different types of triple corks can you do? So there's like obviously the back trip 14, and then
done that one a lot.
Yeah, back trip 16?
Yep.
Yeah.
I did. I got one on film in Switzerland, which is really cool.
Okay.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
And I learned the switch backside triple corks, and I've done some frontside ones, and I've done some cab ones. So,
okay, so you've yeah. done all four triple corks.
I have. It's bizarre to think about that.
Wow,
but
that is
that's
gnarly.
Where it's where it's come.
Yeah. And then, obviously, you've done all four doubles then.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. That's...
But there's lots, like, you know, there's... Now people are doing doubles off their toes, double rodeos.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
there's so
yeah.
many different ways, but, yeah, like, cab, frontside, backside,
yeah.
switch backside.
Has maybe I'm just being an idiot, but has anyone done backside triple cork, or, like, backside rodeo triple cork? Or, no?
Backside triple rodeo.
Rodeo, yeah.
Actually, Sven Thorgrim did it like 3 years ago, and Billy Morgan did it like 6 years ago, I remember.
Whoa.
But nobody's really messed with that trick since.
Yeah.
I think it's really scary because it's like a triple backflip.
Right. Yeah, exactly. okay. Eric McKee, how crucial is your wax recipe?
It's insanely crucial. Shout out Ryan with the dreads.
Oh yeah. That, he's
at the top of the course every time. Yeah. I send all my boards to him. I swear he waxes them with his dread or something, because I definitely have some of the fastest boards there are. So I'm really stoked. And that Burton base, you know.
Perfect. Chris Parody, are you going to be in Mammoth for opening weekend?
When is that?
It's November, anyone?
16th.
November 16th. November 9th. And then the weekend is, because it opens up like during a weekday, like Wednesday or Thursday, and then the opening weekend. So
I wish, but I'm out on the 5th. But... go out there and tread.
Yeah. Jean Frochouet Rose. Did you ever ride in province of Quebec?
Yeah, plenty of times. I did some small rail series out there called SMF.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he knows what they're about. And I rode at Saint-Savar. First kind of big contest I won was the Shakedown.
Mm-hmm.
So that was
exciting. Oh, that, no way.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool. Okay, rad. Let's see, Andrew Caroy, I would like to know where the best place to enjoy some deep pow in Canada is.
In my opinion, go to the interior of BC, Revelstoke, you're not going to miss. And, you know, like on the West Coast, obviously, if you have a snowmobile and you go to Whistler, you're going to get really good snow as well.
Yep. Thomas Deschamps, what's one of your favorite moments in snowboarding? Maybe in your snowboarding career?
Well.
Is there anything that stands out?
I don't know. I think one of my favorite moments and trips I've ever been on was when we were shooting the Oakley movie. It's called For Me, and I went to Revelstoke with Jake and Nicholas and Terrier, and that was definitely the coolest trip
pretty
in snowboarding I've ever been on.
Cool.
And the snow was perfect. And yeah, it was. I learned a lot about riding terrain and not building anything, but like freestyling on natural stuff.
Right.
And I realized how long I'll be snowboarding for, because like a 360 in that is hard, you know, or
yeah.
like a 540. And it just reminds me, like, I'll have longevity in snowboarding and it'll never get boring for me.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a really good point, because obviously, you know, you're hitting these massive kickers and doing triple corks But there is also kind of the other end of the spectrum, like a Nicholas Mueller or a Gigi or someone who you know, reading terrain is just something that I think a lot of people don't quite understand how difficult that is.
Totally.
Until you're on the top and it's totally blind and you're like, what am I doing up here?
Yeah, and it's never the same. It's never something you'll master. You're not going to go to the top and hit that same jump and have to have the same speed. And
right.
Even if you want to hit that same feature, you're going to be in your track and you're going to be going way faster.
Right.
Like, so you're going to have to manage it differently.
Right.
And that's that just, like, gives me a lot of faith in how long I'll snowboard for, and just like everything about it is so cool.
With your, you know, last season when you filmed In Motion,
mm-hmm.
and I think it took a lot of people by surprise. I think because you had so much banger footage in the backcountry, and I think that it's easy to obviously just be like, oh, you're a contest guy and he just does the big jumps, the triple corks, and, you know, points it, flips, totally. And lands.
Yeah.
But then to see you out in the backcountry hitting some really big, gnarly Whistler jumps, and yeah, and doing, you know, some crazy, like, triple corks and everything in the backcountry. I mean, what was it like, was it like trying to bring those tricks into the backcountry?
Totally. I just got a really great opportunity, and my sponsors believed in me, and they're like, you should, like, we're going to support you to make your own movie. And that was, like, really cool, but so stressful at the same time, because I had to do all these contests. And then when I was going into the backcountry, I, like, had to learn and land all at the same time and get shots to make a movie that was worthwhile and something that I thought would represent me well, you know? Because I like to do my best, as you guys can probably tell, and I don't like to leave anything behind, so I, like, worked my ass off that year, and would, like, as soon as the contest would finish, I'd be in the backcountry with a crew or doing something, and I learned so much about riding terrain and also hitting big jumps and building jumps at work, and a lot of huge thanks to, like, Mikey Rents and Mikkel, because those guys really taught me how to, like, build in the backcountry and get me out there on a snowmobile and, like, it's one thing to snowmobile, but to snowmobile in Whistler is another thing. And, it was just huge eye-opener, and also, like, taught myself a lot about myself, because I had to, like, bear down and land a bunch of tricks and also, like, not hold up the crew and work my ass off to build the jump. And, I don't know. It was just a really good experience, and taught me a lot about the whole deal.
Yeah. And, I mean, I just think it's – it's – to have a backcountry part – just fit for a season is really hard to get, you know? Right. But to have a backcountry part and also be traveling to every major contest around the globe, you know, is, that's really impressive.
A lot of luck, too. Like, it was crazy. Sometimes we would just, like, get to the spot and it would open up and there would be Pal.
Right.
But, like, I'll never forget, we were at CMH's heli op, and we had a stellar crew, and we got skunked for 7 days, and then we were driving to Whistler for a park shoot, and we're kind of like bummed because I didn't have that many jump shots, and I knew the movie had to come out in the fall, you know?
Right.
And we got to Whistler and it snowed 2 feet and just went bluebird in the backcountry, turned back on, and we just never went to the park shoot and just went in the backcountry. And it was on Easter, like, it was really late in the year, and we got it so good for like 5 days, and that made my movie pretty much.
Yeah.
So sometimes luck has a lot to do with it too, but
yeah,
you just got to keep giving her.
Yeah, persistence. Let's see. Eric McKee, favorite piece of gear?
favorite piece of gear right now, probably my snowboard. I love the process. And for backcountry, I really love the Flight Attendant. It's one of my favorite boards.
Yeah.
As of now, I'm riding the process and I'm loving it. We make some tweaks to it every year and it seems to be ripping.
Cool. Your next snowboard trip is where? Frick.
My next snowboard trip is to Stubai. It's in Austria.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna ride there and get ready for the Ehrenstahl in Beijing, which starts on the 20th of November. So.
Yeah. So you have a few contests coming up pretty soon. You have Beijing, and then what was the other one you were talking about?
Other one I'm talking about was the test event for the Olympics, which is a big air in Korea, at the site. So just go get a lay of the land, hit the jump, see what the air time's like, and then compete on it. And then there's also a contest in Milan when I go over to Austria, like right away. And I don't know if I'm going to do it or not, but we'll see. Aaron Leyland, this guy helped my ass out so much filming for my movie.
Yeah.
He got me unstuck a million times, and he asked me if I've ordered my new snowmobile yet.
Yep.
And I haven't, but shout out to Red Bull. Let's get on it. No, I'm just doing it. I'll order it.
Tracy Ward Lang, is there ever going to be another season of McMorris? And McMorris, my family loved it, and we are big fans of you and your brother.
Wow. You know what? That's kind of like a tearjerker for me because the show was highest rated ever on MTV Canada, did
wow.
super well. But for the amount of time and effort, the budget isn't there to make the crew, for it to be worth the crew's while and to be worth Craig and I's while.
Right.
It takes 7 days to film a 22-minute episode. And, yeah, it's like, it would be awesome if we wanted to do it for free, like for low budget, but it just doesn't really work.
Yep.
Right now, we're having a lot of fun filming those five gum pieces, and we've been enjoying that. But someday we'll make a TV show again.
I thought I heard some rumors, I don't know, I thought I heard something about how you guys were maybe going to bring it to like the U.S. audience.
Yeah, well, it did air in the U.S.,
yep.
the season one,
yep.
and we're trying to find a network to come together with MTV Canada
yep.
to make it worth our while so cool. we do it again. But the conversation never stops, so
yeah.
keep cool. that in mind. I love doing it too, and I feel like a lot of people loved it, so hopefully soon.
Cool. Emily Swider, where's your favorite place to snowboard?
Favorite place snowboard is Japan, hands down.
Cool. Yep. Seems to be a pretty common answer.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, when people are like, where should I go to get powder? Like, you can get better powder and you can get better terrain a lot of places in the world, but you're never going to perfectly get it every single time. If you go to Japan, you will get powder, like, no doubt. It snows every day of the winter there.
Yes. That is.
Proven fact.
It's an amazing place. I have a Snapchat of Craig. It's possible to get a Snapchat of Mark?
Yeah, it's Mark McMorris, just my name.
Mark McMorris. That's
it's
Zoe.
That easy, man.
Yeah, all right. That was Zoe. Let's see. Oh, where do you put the line between style and circus tricks? How far do you think riders will push it still? And that's Hugues Beauchamp.
Yeah, I guess, like, when you look back to, say, 2000 or whenever, and 900s were circus tricks, you know?
Yeah.
Everything evolves. Life evolves.
Yeah.
Everything progresses, and it'll always keep progressing. People will always do more rotation, more flips.
Yep.
As long as the jumps keep progressing and the product keeps progressing, it's just the way life works.
Yeah, and it's...
So
I think
never a limit.
Yeah, I was talking to Andrew Auermont, who started Aaron Style, about that, and I was like, oh, what do you think of all the crazy, you know, triple quirks and everything nowadays? And he was like, that's progression. And he's like, it just went there. And he's like, and that's how it progressed. And he's like, you can't argue with progression or hate on progression because it's everything in the world's going to always progress.
Exactly.
So like, if you try to fight it, you're just kind of an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
But then also what's really cool is that...
But it's good to have both, you know?
Yeah,
and like, there are riders that just focus on the progression and can't really do stylish stuff. But there's a handful of riders that make... both sides look amazing.
Totally. And then I think Josh Dirksen in the Transworld movie Insight, little plug, but he talks about, he was talking about like the coolest thing, how he was like, you know, snowboarding, it doesn't have referees, it doesn't have rules, and he's like, it really is an art form. And then what I thought was so cool, which I hadn't even really thought about, but he was like, you can just, almost like what you were talking about in the backcountry, he's like, you can do this forever because... as an art form, like, artists don't, like, get together and, like, try who can paint the fastest and who can paint the biggest mural. It's not, like, a contest. It's just art.
Yeah.
And that's what snowboarding is.
Dude, that's a really good way to look at it. Yeah. And, like, when you're over one side of snowboarding, there's a million other sides to get into.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Jake Roundy, triple cork. How did it feel the first time you did it?
Wow, it was really good. Nick Hamilton was there. He lost credit card every night, credit card roulette every night of the trip, pretty much. And so I had great meals in my tummy here in Aspen. and it felt insane. I was kind of wondering if I did three corks or not.
When like, you're riding away.
Yeah, like, I was like, was it it? I think it was. And yeah, but yeah, it was like one of the coolest feelings ever, like to sort of like invent something is pretty special.
Yeah, that's pretty damn cool. Chris Cook, tips for young riders wanting to take their riding to the next level and as far as they can and get as far as they can in snowboarding.
Yeah, sorry, I was at a concert and I was yelling the lyrics and now I sound like I'm dying. I'm actually feeling really good. But
what concert?
Tips, yeah, I get asked the Growlers.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Wait. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
That's right. Sick. Yeah. I get asked this question a lot and there's really no like theory to becoming a professional snowboarder, but if you really like snowboarding and you ride with your friends every day and you progress and you watch the movies and somewhat mimic what they're doing, you'll be right on your way. And also just be a good person, you know, and treat everybody right, you know, like you need to be a good soul and have a good attitude to get anywhere in life. So
this dude. Okay. Yeah, that's really great advice. So Mike Farnham, how do you
shout out Farnham?
How do you feel about the new Dutour slope style course? Danny Davis is making a lot of decisions, it seems. Do you think someone with a slope style specific background should have more input?
You know what? Danny has been making a lot of decisions, and I sat in on a meeting at Transworld like a month ago with Danny, and I did definitely speak my mind and give everything into it I could. And I think a lot of it, the recipe was written, but the half pipe's going to be a lot different. Slope style's going to be a lot different. It's not really a slope style. It's a jump comp and a rail comp.
Right.
And I think it'll be cool. It's a different take. I wish there were still four jumps because there's only pro contest left with four jumps, and that's true testimony to who can like do all four spins and stuff. But I think this is a really cool thing too, and I'm looking forward to it.
Speaking of Dutour, so that's obviously, you know, you're going to be in South Korea for a minute. You're going to go to China. Dutour is kind of the biggest kickoff for snowboarding in the U.S.
Totally.
And it is changed up this year. Do you know much about, you know, like you just said, the slope style is divided, all jumping and then all rails.
Yeah.
And then the half pipe is obviously kind of different with hips into it and everything.
Which will be great.
Yeah, that's really cool. And then a jump out of the end of the half pipe, which is really cool. Yep. But what is, what's the team aspect of it?
Shout out Ika. Are you down to shout out Ika? Yeah, shout out Ika. Oh, what?
It's his 40th birthday.
No way.
No, it's not.
I was like, what?
No, he's definitely not 40.
Damn. Okay, but yeah, there's a team aspect. That's going to be the sickest part about all of Dutour this year.
Yeah.
For me, I grew up playing hockey and grew up playing all these team sports and then have been removed from it for like 10 years pretty much. And I'm really looking forward to like trying to put the team on your back and like do good for the team and not just yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And also I know that like our team manager, Dave Driscoll, loves to win more than anybody on the face of the earth. So he's going to be at the bottom, like dad, kind of like, yeah. And I just think we have a great half pipe rider. Hopefully I get the call for slope. And I know there's some amazing rail snowboarders on Burton, and it's going to be a blast.
So, for instance, do the team that you choose, do they have, like, for instance, do you have to, is that part of, like, does everybody have to be in the Dutour also? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're just doing the slope style contest for you, right? And then you have to do the rail contest for you, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a team aspect where you're going to get to choose one of those. Do the other people, like, for instance, the rail dude you choose, can you just choose, like, Louis Paradis or something? Like, someone who doesn't do
contests. Totally. Okay. You can bring whoever your board company in. So, like, for me, we couldn't bring Louis to Burton.
No, right. Yeah.
Yes. That was we could bring somebody like Ethan Dice or Zach Hale or whoever doesn't do contests.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's pretty unique like that. And,
thinking about it?
Well, yeah, I've definitely thought about it, but it's not really my call, I don't think. I think it's the team captain's call. and we don't know who the team captain is yet.
Oh, okay, crazy. Okay, this is cool. All right, yeah. So you're pretty excited for Dutour.
I am.
Okay.
For sure.
Keith Paul, why don't you have your own pro model with Burton?
I don't know. I guess boards aren't – well, actually, I do have a pro model in Canada. It sells at this all the
Canadian
sport checks in across Canada. It's the Mark McMorris process.
Yeah.
And I think it makes sense there because I would definitely move units, but I don't think – names on snowboards are necessarily selling more snowboards for Burton, and you know what, that's totally out of my hands.
No, I think
it would be rad to have a pro model with Burton in the U.S. too, or worldwide, but no, I don't right now.
It's interesting because I feel
Danny
like
does coming out Gons and him have a board coming out.
Oh, right.
So it might be on the men. We might be doing pro models soon.
Oh, okay.
Who knows?
All right, let's see.
Talk to a guy.
Sarah Belova, where do you see yourself in maybe 10 years?
Wow. Deep. hopefully really deep in the mountains somewhere, filming some gnarly stuff, riding some lines, maybe doing something in snowboarding, definitely something in action sports.
Well, how old are you now?
I'm 22, so I'll be 32.
You're
so I'll definitely
22.
Hopefully still be snowboarding for a living for sure.
That is crazy, dude. You have 12 X Games medals and you're 22. Holy shit.
I had a lot of success when I'm young. I'm very thankful for it.
That is gnarly. Well, yeah, in 10 years you're still going to be shredded.
And yeah, that's
dude.
A lot about what we talked about too when I got hurt, like since I started doing kind of well when I was 15, I haven't had a break. Like, it's been 7 years of just boom, boom, boom. Yeah. And the most time I've ever took off snowboarding was 3 months in 7 years. So, like, stepping back and just seeing where I was for 6 months and, like, appreciating what I do and definitely, like, really changed my outlook and makes me appreciate it way more. And my goals are definitely more clear and what I want to accomplish and stuff. So,
damn, that's insane. Ryan Browder, cheese. What's your favorite brand? While we're on the subject,
what's the little like ball like wheel?
Oh, Baby Bells.
Baby Bells.
Baby Bells. Those are pretty good.
I don't know if that's the brand, but it might just be a type.
The ones that are they wrapped in that kind of like wax, and you like peel the wax off. Yeah. Those are good. Garrett Joseph, 3 all-time favorite video parts. Well, that's a pretty tough one.
Aero Etala, Follow Me Around, JP Walker, Technical Difficulties.
Oh, snap.
And then, like, all Travis's footage from That's It, That's All.
I thought, aren't you a little too young to for Simple Pleasure or Technical Difficulties?
No, man. I had it on VHS. I would skip school just to, like, rewatch the movie. Yes. I would, like, claim I was sick.
Dude,
just watch JP's part over and over and over.
That's the one in Technical Difficulties. Isn't that where in the Mammoth Park he does that, like, either a switch barrel roll and then lands, like, in a tail press, like, on accident, but it looks, like, so
and it's
sick.
The sickest song ever.
Yeah, Hieroglyphics. Yeah, exactly, dude. Oh, all right. See, it's solid. See, that's good. Watch your old flicks. Let's see. Fez Brew Batak. Ever go to Lake Louise?
Yep. That was the very first place I snowboarded.
Okay.
When I was 5 years old.
All
never
right.
had snowboarded before. My mom tried to put us in ski lessons, but we got skateboards from our neighbors that summer. So we were just like, nah, we're going to skateboard on the snow.
Okay. That's awesome. Let's see. Making sure we're touching on all the subjects here. Let's talk about your video game that just came out, because that's really cool.
Yeah, it came out yesterday.
Yesterday.
Big news.
That is big news. What is the... kind of explain it. Break it down. Because, I mean, I've seen little clips on your Instagram and stuff.
It's
but
such a trip. Really got lucky to be in the right place at the right time to get the call when they were ready to make another action sports game.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be a snowboard game. So to have my name on it was huge. And they were so... like, they were so down to listen to me, and, like, we worked together so much, and me and Ulrich did all the motion capture. It was the worst 3 days of my life, sweatiest 3 days of my life in those suits, but it's so cool to, like, see it come to life, and I was like, you guys, skate changed the way they made action sport games, and if you don't make it like skate, we're not going to succeed.
Oh,
like,
man.
You need to have the ollie, you need to be able to cork, you need, like, that changed the way everybody looks at action sports games. And Tony Hawk's are the best. But then, like, once Skate came out, it just, like, changed it. And
yeah.
I was like,
Skate 3 is, like, the best
I know,
ever
and,
to have.
And the sickest part about the game is that it controls just like that. And nowadays, you can update the game. You know,
oh,
like,
right,
we're going to
yeah.
be constantly doing updates, new characters, new pros,
yeah.
new graphics, new everything. Like, it's such a, the way it works now is so much different. And we're going to be able to, like, add, like, real life footage. If you unlock this, you
yeah.
can, like, see footage of me. And there's so many possibilities. And right now, we're really proud of it. Like, I played it a lot last night for
Sick.
Like 3 hours and
yes.
was doing front three stales out the biggest things I could
oh,
find. And like,
yes.
you can do triple corks, quad corks, but you can do
Method,
a huge
yeah.
backside 180 off like the biggest thing ever and like tweak your grabs. And
so here's
like,
one question
I'm
I have
so
for you.
Amped
because
on
there
it.
Is one thing that like I always hated about snowboard video games, and it's where there was just like a kicker and then it's just like all white and you're just kind of like landing and it always felt like a flat landing.
Yeah.
Is there like, some landings in it
totally
okay.
like the park jumps are definitely like slanted landings
yeah, yeah.
and they in my opinion like we're obviously going to work on that like as I said
yeah.
we can update it. I want to make them more rolled over and steeper
yeah because
but
dude, look at Skate 3 like the Danny Way mega
yeah,
ramp
it's
section
perfect.
That is so perfect
exactly
like
and that's what
thing.
We're shooting for
yeah
and also the sickest part about the game is the real backcountry terrain like
right.
It looks when you're riding, and the carving is so legit. It's like, whack, whack. And then when you're riding in the backcountry, you can fully, like, see the hits and, like, the nipples, and you, like, can totally catch trannies. And
oh, man.
When you hit reset, two runs, you'll always be able to see your last two tracks and where you went and stuff. So, like,
oh.
you're like, oh, shit, there's where I
oh,
hit.
Oh, no so way, yes.
There.
You can know to, like,
yeah.
hit the same thing. Or,
yeah,
oh, my totally gosh.
Good.
Okay. And is it what is it only Xbox? Or is it PlayStation? What's it on?
PS4, Xbox One, and PC. And
okay.
you can buy it online and download it online.
What's
or you
the name
can go
it?
To any game store and buy it. It's called Mark McMorris Infinite Air.
Mark McMorris Infinite Air. Okay.
So, like, you can catch so much air in it. Insane.
Okay, I'm so stoked. Yeah.
Infinite Air.
Probably. Infinite Air. I'm gonna buy a new PS4 just for it. So okay, you gotta go to physical therapy soon, but there are a bunch of questions, so let's try to run through them real fast and like
okay.
bang them out. Ever consider Steven Maggio? Ever consider riding pipe comps? You did land a double at Peace Pipe a few years back. I think you could do pretty well.
Thanks, dude. I would totally consider it if the pipe tour started in May. And went into June, so it was always soft, because, like, I just don't get half pipe. Like, it's, like, a 50-50 chance of, like, dying or landing.
Yeah.
There's just a little more buffer room on jumps, and I also never grew up with a half pipe. But, yeah, at Peace Park, I learned the cab and front side, and I was like,
that's
damn, I start to think, like, maybe I should do this, but nah.
Yeah.
There's, like, enough slopestyle and big air contests, and when I'm not competing, I want to go ride powder instead of going to half pipe contest.
Yeah. So also real quick, talking about big air jumps, the Olympics are they this coming season? No.
They're not this February, but
the
next
following
one.
February
yep.
in 2018.
Yeah.
And there is, this is the first year that big air is in the Olympics. So big air and slopestyle.
Pretty crazy.
And so you'll be doing both of those.
If, yeah,
hopefully.
Definitely if I
if,
go.
If you
for
go.
Sure.
If you get in. I mean, it's
definitely going to try and go. And
we don't know, but.
And we don't know.
No, but yeah. I mean, no, I was just kidding. But yeah, so. I was trying to make a joke.
This fucking guy.
I was trying
Anyways,
to make a joke.
It
didn't go over too well.
It did go over well. But yeah, the thing that I told you earlier is that if you go to the Olympics,
yeah.
you're going for slope and big air.
Okay.
Like, they're not going to send four people for big air and four people for slope.
Cool.
It's going to be just four, and then you'll get two shots at two medals, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
Or
one shot
at
two
medals.
Hey. All right. Okay. Lachlan, Gordon, you got me into snowboarding. Can you give me a shout out?
Hell yeah, Lachlan. Thank you so much. Glad I can provide that service.
Javier Fernandez, do you think Danny Davis has infinite hair?
Dude, that's what the French Canadians will call my game. Infinite hair.
Oh, let's play the infinite hair.
But yes, Danny does have infinite hair.
Are snowboarders at the Olympics the most laid-back athletes, or are the curlers chill too? Enrique LaRue.
Dude, that's a really tight race because the curlers are super chill. And most of the Canadian curlers are from where I'm from.
That's really funny.
And the Jamaican bobsled team, they're chill too.
Maddie Thorpe, are you coming to Lake Louise this winter to train?
I don't know. We might be doing a Red Bull project there at the start of January, potentially. So,
okay.
Maybe.
Maybe. Austin Ditzig, how do you build confidence to do a new trick?
Ride with your friends and get them to talk you into it.
Okay. Mark Farnham, do you think you can do better back rodeos than Eddie Wall? Come on.
I don't think so.
Obviously not. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't think so, no. Man.
Do you do double back rodeos?
Yeah, that was a trick that I did a lot when I was younger in contests, and I also love doing it. But now one of my favorite tricks is back rodeo sevens, trying to master that one.
Yeah.
It's a tricky one.
It is. It is a really weird one.
And learning switchback rodeo fives with switch nose. It's one of my favorite.
With switch nose.
But to answer that, no, I don't have a better one.
Okay.
Do you prefer the Alps or the Rockies, man? The Alps are pretty sick because you can always find untracked snow.
Yep.
And it's so easy to just ride around, explore a new terrain.
Thomas Steinberg, what do you think of new shapes that have been becoming popular over the last couple of years? Oh, maybe kind of the new weird powder shapes and stuff.
I think they're great. I think we need more surfy shapes, and boards don't need to be so traditional, and it's a great thing.
Cool. Well, we can't get to all the questions because this dude needs to get to physical therapy. So I'm just going to give a shout out to all the people who wrote in, though. So Kobe Watzani, I'm going to destroy all of your names. Ready? Kobe Watzani, Nadine Enidan, Scott Lemon, Darren Williams, Joey Fisher, Adi Kupakova. Favorite song right now?
What do I think of Bodhi's style of writing? It's awesome.
Yes.
His movie just dropped today. Go buy it on iTunes. I'm going to do it right when I get home.
Yep.
Who do you look up to the most in your career? Terry Hawkinson. Fave song right now? I just heard it on the way here. Swang, I think it's by Chase B and Travis Scott. Darcy Sharp just sent it to me. It's sick. What are your daily routines? It must have taken a lot to build up that energy and resistance. Huh? My daily routines are just get up. This morning I surfed with some great people, and then I ate some food, and then I came here. And then I'm going to training and physical therapy.
Solid routine.
And then I'm probably going to eat some more food and do emails and clean my room.
That is amazing. Mark McMorris, thank you so much for being on. This was amazing. And thank you guys very much for tuning in, and thank you for your questions. You can watch this later on. Again, it'll be on the Trans World Snowboarding Facebook page. And stay tuned for more Eddie's Walls. Thanks a lot.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, wait, yeah, you got to sign the wall. Okay, peace out, guys.
Peace out.
Everywhere. All right.